For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
It is the Morning DNA. I'm Aaron Dicer, the man of a single black shirt. She is Danae Says, the woman of a million distractions. Or Danae Hughes.
I don't.
Either way.
The same anymore.
The same. The same. And we're going to see what October 19th is made of. That's what we do here. Danae, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
Good.
You know, I was going through a whole bunch of stuff, which is the theme of my life right now.
Yeah.
And I've been coming across a lot of our old stuff, like from when we did radio and things.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then I also was coming across like when we used to do live podcast shows.
Right.
And
right.
Our notes from those shows. And then there was one where it was just this show prep. Because, you know, like when you're doing a show, you've got to like write everything down because sure. It could become something that you talk about on the radio.
Right.
And when you have to do a 4-hour morning show, you have to have stuff to talk about.
Mm-hmm, it's true.
Anyway, I found this one and it was like, this weekend I learned. I was like, oh, we used to do that.
Twill. Yeah.
Twill.
Did you have a twill?
I wonder if we should bring it back because we would do it on Mondays.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, currently we've got the FAQs going on Mondays.
I know. So maybe after the FAQs, we bring back the twill.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's not like they're going to last forever.
No, that's true. Also, I generally like to have, you know, a few seconds to prep for what my twill might be. So, you know, I know that's a foreign concept to you. But...
Well, I'm just saying it'd be fun to bring it back.
Yeah.
But you're right. We're doing the FAQs right now. So.
Yeah. Yep. This weekend I learned. I remember doing that. That's a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah. Hey, you've got a new setup. Do you have a new camera too?
No, I don't have a new
camera. Your camera is like precise.
It's looking nice. Looking
good.
Looks
great.
So basically, I moved everything in the studio forward a little bit. And so as you'll see later in the wide shot, it includes more of the background, the whole like Studio DNA logo that's over here is in it. And, you know, anyway, I did some messing around this weekend. Okay.
Looks good. Looks good.
Around, okay. Leave me alone.
Well, this weekend, we went over to our friend's house, Les Dicers.
Hey, that's us.
And tried to hang out for a while.
Uh-huh.
Parenting happened. We had to leave. But
Yeah.
I ended up taking home a massive box of Studio DNA stuff.
That's true.
Since we pretty much are just working separate now. And there's no end in sight for that. So
right.
I took home the box of, it was mostly office supplies that I kept over there for all of my writing. What?
It was office supplies and then promotional items from social media networks that wanted us to promote them. Do you remember that? They're like, what was it? Band?
Yeah, there was.
The name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they sent us a whole bunch of stuff. Like, a live show and
For real. Like they sent us all sorts of swag. So there was a whole bunch of that. But there was also like decor. And I had just spent 6 hours hyper-organizing and cleaning out my office and making sure that I knew where everything was.
Yeah.
So within 2 hours of coming home, I had all that stuff put away. I was like, who am I?
What?
It said the box is totally empty. Everything is where it belongs.
That's amazing.
Are you shocked? I'm shocked. You should be shocked.
I am completely shocked that all that stuff is put away. Scott says there used to be a social media company called Band, B-A-N-N-E-D. Yes. Yeah. In fact, that was kind of their whole platform was see how quickly you can get eliminated from the platform itself.
Oh my gosh,
they gave
Aaron.
Awards and trophies for how quickly you could get banned from band. Yeah, that's
I think it's still around, but they changed. Like one of the main developers just contacted us because they liked the show.
Yeah,
and so we had like a really great relationship with that app for quite a while, and then I think they got bought out or something, and we lost our contact. So I also found this
nice. Very nice. I don't know if y'all can read that, but here's what it says. Ba-gawk, ba-gawk.
Watching. Ba-gawk. I don't know. This cracks me up. Ba-gawk. This makes me laugh so hard. So I'm going to put it up in my little studio here.
Boy Don't Play says, I still have my band t-shirt and flip notepad that I won from one of your show contests.
Heck yeah, man.
Nice.
Wait, the Boy Don't Play? Who are you, Caleb? Who are you?
That's Chef BDG.
BDG! The Boy Don't Play.
Yeah.
God, love that, man. You guys, yeah. Shout out to BDG, who is our producer of one of our episodes titled something something.
New Music Digest. Your memory astounds me. Caleb from the Real World says, I just left all my bands. They were fun, but I just don't have the time to stay active. So yeah, Caleb apparently was using the site still. So
oh, there is Caleb. Oh my gosh, hi.
Well, that's Caleb from the Real World.
That's not Caleb.
Not Caleb from the fake world or anything like that. So,
but is it Caleb B? We don't know.
Yeah. Doc says, if you want to feel bad, there used to be a streaming service like Twitch called Mixer, and it got disconnected. I thought you were saying Mixler there for a second.
Yeah, me too.
Because we were on Mixler for quite a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mixler. I found some Mixler stuff. I found where we had like our scripts of us doing our show, the live or later model, which is what we're doing now.
Right.
We could say live or later for what we're doing now, too. I'm too tall.
What happened?
Well,
did you grow?
I just feel like when I'm looking at your head and then mine, like I just want to be slightly below you. Otherwise, it feels really weird. It's already strange to be eye level with you. Eric! Quit it!
You want me to be a little taller. I get it. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
I wish I had a girl in the hood. A little girl. I wish
name
I
that artist, Danae. This is a fun game with Danae. She doesn't know who sings anything.
I wish that I could get with Kyoshi because you know she doesn't know, but she's really fine.
She knows all the lyrics, but she doesn't know who sings them, which I don't know that I could. You remember
Skilo.
Who sings? Wow. Okay. I don't know who you are. We are 10 minutes into this show, and who are you and who have you replaced
Today
Hughes with? Because
I don't know.
You're organizing things immediately, giant boxes of things within hours of getting them home. And you know the artists of songs? Who are you?
I don't know, man. Something weird's happening, dude.
Wow. That's... Okay, so I don't know what the show is anymore because it's obviously not the Morning DNA. I don't know who this is. This may be someone named Susan for all I know.
Hi, I'm Susan. I have four Clydesdale horses.
Do you? Tell me about your horses, Susan.
Well, there's Clyde, Clive, Clover, and Chlamydia.
Really, Danae?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
That must be an interesting story about how you named your last horse there, Susan.
Susan.
Oh man, you ready to shoe a doe?
Oh no, yeah, let's shoe a doe. Okay,
all right, we're gonna shoe a doe. There's that beautiful wide shot. Look at that. Look at the new setup here at Studio DNA.
Yeah, you can see so much more of your wall now.
Yeah. So, all right, let's get into this. On Mondays, we like to do a little FAQ. Then that does not stand for frequently asked questions. It's
the
friendship application questionnaire. So, Danae, what do you got?
Okay, so we're still in the multiple choice section of this. Here's question number 5. If it is deer hunting season, what do you hunt for?
Oh, and okay.
Again, guys, these are so ridiculous.
Right, okay.
A walrus, a space monkey, a hammerhead. I don't know this word. Titanothere?
What? Didn't you write this?
Listen, I thought I did. I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay, knowing you, you made this up.
I made this up.
This is a made up animal.
Right.
Or of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or the cervidae, which I think is another word for deer. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes.
But I don't know if I'm saying that word correctly. Again, none of these matter.
Okay. Hey, you don't sell this questionnaire short. We are having people apply to be friends with us. And
it's a hunting question.
If you diminish the questionnaire, you diminish the friendship, and that's on you. So what are the choices again?
The question is, what are you going to hunt this season? And it's walrus, space monkeys, hammerhead, titanothere. I'm going to look this word up, and then cervidae, which is a deer.
Yeah, Azalea says it's actually a dino. So maybe that's a dinosaur of some sort.
Now, it is.
So you said what are you going to hunt this season? But originally I thought you said what are you going to hunt during deer season?
Yeah. Oh, if it's deer hunting season, what do you hunt for?
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, the technical one in me wants to say D, because that actually is a deer.
But you would be wrong.
But many other people coming in with answers. Elizabeth wants to hunt space monkeys. Craig wants to hunt space monkeys.
Oh my gosh, I know what this is. You guys, I'm going to show a picture.
Good, go ahead. I love this one. Kenan says, as the cervidae pants for water, so my soul pants after you.
Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious.
That reminds me of a funny story I have to tell you.
Cool. You want to tell me while you're looking up the picture? Can you do that? Can you multitask?
I think so.
Okay.
So my mom and my dad watched Iris for us this weekend. And they brought her back over to the house, and they said that something funny had happened, and they were listening to some songs on the radio, and Iris started cracking up about this funny song about a dog on the moon.
Okay.
And so she was singing the song, and then this is what she was singing.
Okay.
Dog is on the moon, hallelujah.
Instead of God is on the move?
Yeah, she thought That's it was amazing. Dog is on the moon.
Oh, write that one down. You gotta write that one down.
Oh my God. Isn't that
is
so
on
funny?
The moon. On the moon. Hallelujah. Dog is on the moon. On the moon.
Oh my gosh. We were
I
laughing.
You were going with a bunch of baby ducks. Send them to the moon.
No. Okay. So not that you guys were interested in the mystery being solved, but it's the creature from Avatar.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know if you guys remember this one, but it's this creature from, it's kind of hard to see, but it was a toy that came into, I actually only recently just got rid of this exact same toy. It came in, I think, a McDonald's. Yeah, it came in the McDonald's thing. And it was just one of those things, you know, when you work at a really boring office job, all kinds of random things happen. Mm-hmm. And so we just had a collection of, you know, toys that you would get when you ran to the grocery store when you ran through the drive-thru for something to drink. And so that was one of our toys, which is why we had it on the questionnaire. See, it makes so much sense now.
It does. Going back in time, you can see how that would have gotten written.
All right. So I'm seeing some walruses.
Yeah, people picking walruses. New user says, after Ad Astra, space monkeys need to be exterminated. Yeah, if you haven't seen Ad Astra, space monkeys definitely play a role, a very violent role in the movie.
I really genuinely thought when we reviewed that one for the show that that was a joke.
The space monkeys thing?
Yeah, because you guys didn't actually show it in the video until the outtakes at the very end.
Yeah.
And then I saw a monkey for the first time. I was like, oh, that was real. I had no idea.
That's funny. Bueno Play says, if it's deer season, honestly, I'm still hunting for Chick-fil-A. That's a year. It's always Chick-fil-A season.
I guess that's what I'm going to choose.
Zalius has a good point. You just need a whole appendix with all the explanations on how to fill out the friendship application.
Yeah, right. I think it's just throw a dart at whatever answer. We are almost through this page, though. So
good.
Well, we'll do that again next Monday.
One, I really do. Dexter said walrus. Doc says walrus. I think walrus may have won that. I think I'm the only one who actually said, you know, deer. So
it's weird.
It's weird. It's
especially me. Since we're not hunters. Let's talk about that. Like, how would we even go about this? Like, you and I trying to hunt would be deadly in the wrong way.
Well, it's interesting because you wouldn't hunt because you couldn't handle it.
I don't think you can handle it.
Yeah, I don't think you could handle taking an animal's life. In fact, we've told stories about how traumatic that has been for you in your life.
Let me tell a story. You ready for something disgusting? My grandfather was an avid hunter. He was a bow hunter. He did all of the hunting. Fisherman. He just loved that stuff. And I have this very vivid memory when we would get to our grandparents' house, we would oftentimes just jump out of the car and run to the backyard because there was a swing set back there. But the swing set is also a great place to just drain the deer of all of its blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also skin them. So that's what we came around the corner to one day, was just carcasses, skinned murder scene. You know, this is before you, I guess you just didn't tell people that or something, like, oh, hey, by the way,
there's
go to the backyard
out front in the back,
because like once you leave the house, you can't call them on the car ride and be like, oh, I forgot to tell you, the children will be scarred for life if you let them into the backyard. You know,
well, for a lot of people, it just is, you know, it's no different than having the car in the garage taken apart. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not different for them. It's a part of life to eat the venison. They, you know, they skin. And
I mean, we did. We ate all the deer.
Yeah. So yeah. Like, so you can see how it becomes just a something you wouldn't think would need a warning. We all have those things, those blind spots where we don't realize that it might be triggers for other people, that kind of thing. But I'm sorry that you were scarred that way. Did you like scream and like run away? Like, what was your response?
What I remember is just standing there and trying to process what I was looking at. And then I think I just turned and then ran back all the way around the house to the front door and just tried to, I don't remember 100%.
Yeah.
But if I know me well, I tried to immediately pretend it never happened and then realize that it affected me later. Like, oh, I can't just squelch trauma. That's weird.
Yeah. I haven't been one who's all that squeamish about the idea of biology, how the body works, how animals' bodies work. Like, I don't get squeamish by blood or, you know, skinning animals, those kind of things. When I watch Naked and Afraid, they do a lot of hunting on that show, and they show, you know, kind of the process of processing the meat and all that kind of stuff. And it doesn't really bother me. However, I'm just not a violent person at all. So taking a life, even an animal life, is difficult for me. Holding a gun or a bow and arrow would be weird for me. I've literally never held a gun in my life.
Was intimidating.
And I don't know that I want to. And it's just not part of my makeup to like that feeling of, I guess, power. And I'm not saying anybody who holds a gun has that's why they do it, but there is that element of it, like, this thing that I'm holding in my hand could end someone's life. I don't like that. I don't like that at all, even knowing my own intent, right? Like, so yeah, it'd be weird. We are not hunters.
I just read Storm.
Thanks for paying attention, Danae.
No.
Distractions. Super. I'm here pouring out my heart about my pacifism and my aversion to violence, and you're laughing at the comments, which I totally understand.
Scorva says, I came in late. This is a weird place to come into the show. I just think it's really funny.
That is funny. No, Scorva comes in, and I'm like, I just don't know that I want to hold something that can murder people.
Holding a gun and murdering stuff is hard.
This is the other part of it that Caleb says, also, Aaron, I think hunting would bore you 100%. It is also a very boring thing. And for many people, that's the beauty of it. For many people,
the
idea to get out in nature and just, you know, I know hunters that just go take naps in tree stands. You know what I mean? Like, it's time for rest and relaxation. So I'd just be listening to a podcast the entire time. And
there
just,
you go.
You know, looking at my watch.
Yeah. Yeah. Outdoors is not great for you either. So, okay. I have to say something before we move on.
Yeah, sure.
I have so many stories that just popped in my head, but I'm going to skip all those. Otherwise, we're just going to do the show forever.
It's our show.
It is our show.
I mean, we do want to keep it to an hour, but yeah.
I forgot to tell you that my meeting was canceled, so I have a little bit more time today, Aaron.
Oh, just, nice. Thank you.
I can't tell you that like I usually would.
Yeah, we like to be done in an hour anyway. That's
The way that the crispness of your camera and the way that the lighting is, it looks like you're in front of a green screen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you guys think so, too? Let me know. I'm just curious. It's not bad. It's so cool. Like, I know you're really in that room, but you could also
be. But it looks fake.
It looks so fake. And it's because of the lighting, I think. Because you're, like, backlit.
Oh. It's
no! It's real!
There you go. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I have lighting on both walls and then lighting on me. So it just keeps everything well lit. Yeah.
I'm in a closet. You're like in an actual production studio.
Yeah.
Which was weird because I went in there and it's like, "Aw, this is so different. Danae's not in here anymore."
Yeah, it's not set up for two people. Yeah. Do you want to talk about that, Danae? Do you want to talk about that emotion? It's a weird time, right? Because I left the second microphone set up in just in case, you know, I want to record with two people in the same room. But there's a lot of really cool things about doing it this way, right? Like the sound, there's not bleed over in sound. Like, you're not coming through my mic, I'm not coming through your mic, you know? Like, there's the ability to do live streaming like this in a very easy way. So
many pluses.
Yeah, there are pluses.
And then the emotional minus.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you ready to get into the DNA and you?
Yeah, let's set this up. So how this works is Aaron explains it.
Thanks.
Did you like that?
I was literally in my mind prepping for where I was going next since you had taken the intro. And then all of a sudden I realized, wait, she just said that I'm going to explain it. Because like when you do that, I give you complete freedom to do that.
I want this to be
your show as much as it is mine. So if you want to take the intro on something, I'm always game for that. But when you do, I do a switch and my organizational brain goes to the next thing. So allow me to switch back and say, here's how DNA and you works. It is a topic or question from D, that's Danae, a topic in question from A, that's Aaron, and a topic in question from you. So if you have any topics or questions you want us to talk about this morning, you can go ahead and get them in the chat now. Just make sure you put a U in front of those questions so that we can find them easily in the chat. I should also say some of the old chat is disappearing, so you may
have to re-up it.
Yeah, we have seen that before, that some stuff that it only has a certain number of chats that it'll hold in the chat queue. And because the show is growing, which, by the way, thank you. It's amazing. You know, there's over 30 people hanging out with us this morning, which is just really fun.
I know it's weird because you guys don't get to see the actual like numbers because you're logging in from different platforms, but we actually see where all the platforms are coming from.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun for us. And thanks for sharing with your friends, especially we've heard a lot of commentary about like that. It's just nice to take a break from all the stress of life, the world, and just have fun.
We love
and I know my energy can be high in the morning, so thanks for hanging out. No, it's not the coffee. This is just how I am.
So let's start it off with the D question. Danae, what is your topic for today?
Well, I found myself realizing I may be a little bit of an odd collector. Okay, I've known this for a long time, but I'm collecting some things sort of unexpected. So here's the backstory for me. I went to this drive-thru. Imagine that, a drive-thru person.
Nice.
I go through the drive-thru regularly, but there was this one in particular, and I went there for like almost every other day for a couple months. And I found myself constantly getting little wheat pennies from this place. I think someone came in and they just used their change one day. And so it was just in rotation there. And I loved it because I remember my mom and dad pointing wheat pennies out to me when I was younger and how they're rare and it's just fun to find them. And it's like a little treasure hunt and your coins and things like this. Well, I kept them in my wallet and then I lost my wallet. So I lost all those coins. And so it was a big bummer for me. I had like 14 or 15 in my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on me for thinking that was a good idea. But I've started to like look through pennies again, and I have now started and I've got two wheat pennies now. And I'm I don't know how I'm going to find them, but I just like unique coins. I think that they're really fun. Now I have a lot of different kinds of collections. I'm sure you can probably tell just even from the background of what I look like here in this room. And then also just, I like collecting unique things, things that are meaningful to me, but I think coins might be something I don't know. There's just something fun about it. I know we're on a coin shortage. It just seems like a little bit of an odd conversation, but it's just something that popped into my head today. Like, I think I'm finding myself inadvertently wanting to like just go through all the pennies and coins and such. So
that's fun.
I wondered what you guys collect and maybe even what you collect and why. Is it something that just sort of you found yourself becoming interested in? Is it something that your family told you was really cool? So that was sort of one of the things that popped into my head today to just chat about.
Lots of great comments. Luke is saying, I collect debts.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
You mean like you're a debt collector? Like you go and you collect the debts?
Either way, right?
Or you are going into debt more and more.
Mm, yeah.
Different.
Not sure.
Different.
JC Davis says, I collect shot glasses. I've lost count of how many I have. Yeah, that's a big one. I see those like at all I used to see those at all the like the souvenir stores. Every souvenir store will have a shot glass section that you can collect that kind of stuff. And magnets. That's the other one I see at every single store. Shot glasses and magnets.
Because I'm not a drinker, I've got rid of all, like, the little shot glasses people have given to me over the years. Just, we don't use them. And then I realized, like, I should have kept a couple of them for, like, cough syrup. Like, what a better way to have cough syrup. Yes. Make it interesting.
It's good call. Lolly says, wheat penny? Yeah, maybe we should explain that more.
I'll pull a picture up.
Especially for our international audience who may not know what that is. But basically, up to a certain point, coins change their design. And most recently, I don't know if this is most recently, but one of the recent ones was quarters went to a different design on the back as opposed to the eagle. They started going with, like, different states and kind of things that emphasize the different states. But the penny used to have wheat on both sides of the cent coin. So you can kind of see that there before they got to the more modern one, which I think is the memorial, the Lincoln Memorial possibly is on the back of the penny. I can't remember.
Do I live search in front of all of you? No.
So, yes, that's what a wheat penny is. JCD says, also, if you find a wheat penny, if it's 1943, it can be very valuable. Yes. Always pay attention to 1943. It doesn't mean it is valuable, but there is a double die 1943 that is worth a lot of money. So that
isn't
is
that funny?
To be
I had
of.
So many. It's always hard when you have to learn those hard lessons.
Yeah, yeah. I got Funko Pops and Disney pins, and that's all. I've got a couple Disney pins. I've at least got one back behind me. There's a Onward pin that they sent.
And then over on my side where I used to be are some Funko Pops, right?
That's true. So, yes, there are Funko Pops in here as well. I do enjoy those.
I think my Fifth Element Funko Pops are over there.
They are, indeed. Do you want those back so you can put them in the background of
yes,
yours?
Give them back.
That was the other thing interesting this weekend about having you over. Every once in a while, I'd be like, mine.
It was hard.
Yeah, it's difficult.
I didn't like it. It felt like we were, like, breaking up or something.
Yeah.
Like, it was some sort of weird, like, studio divorce. Like, okay, here's all your stuff. Here's all your stuff. See ya.
Elizabeth said, I collect coffee mugs. It started off as an accident, but now I'm just embracing it. Ooh. That is true for a lot of collections. Start off as accidents and then just happen. So, those are some good choices. I have, of course, dice that I collect. I just happen to have this near me. The interesting thing about this is most of these were Danae's that she gave me. So, and then the other thing I collect, there's some in here too. This is an accidental collection. But let me see if I can find bouncy balls. I have
hundreds of
bouncy balls.
So many.
Some of them are souvenir bouncy balls. That's just another thing that was accidental that I ended up collecting.
So, one point in time, they were in the studio in this big bowl, a big thing. And I just was like, I'm going to knock this over someday. And it's just going to be mayhem. And I kind of wanted to on purpose at the same time.
They are currently in the Lego head.
In the Lego head right now.
So yes,
there's actually a Lego head,
right?
A mug. You have that. That's yours.
Yeah.
Mine and yours. Mine. There's actually a mug behind Aaron as well, which is a collector's mug for Shoot the Dough. We actually only made, I think, I want to say 10 or 15 of those.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a collector's item right there.
Never to be printed again.
Never.
We still have four that we didn't sell that day. I know that because they were in the box.
We've got four left.
We got four mugs.
Ooh,
yeah.
How much are those four worth?
Going once, going twice. Four Shoot the Dough mugs.
We, Addis 417 says, recently steelbooks. Yes, me too. It's an addiction
really popular
at this point.
Loving the steelbooks.
Cyregdo says, I'm human, thus I collect memories.
Ooh. Do you know? So I realized in working with my in-home therapist, AKA my beloved organizer, Teresa, she comes over and we go through stuff and try to, like, figure out how to be organized and have, like, my personal goals. And with all of my stuff that I have kind of in this room, a lot of it's like old memories, papers that I've kept, just scraps of paper and stuff like this. And, you know, she's really kind. She asks me why I want to keep something or if I'm ready to let it go. And I think oftentimes those things we want to put away in boxes and store But I told her that each one is like a memory and it triggers something for me. And I really like to sometimes go down that lane. And right. so I don't want them to just be put away in boxes. I want to have them. I want to have access to them so I can open it up and kind of try to remember. So it's going to be a long process of going through and organizing them to where I know where the stuff is. But going through it is just this memory flood. So I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Although I don't collect them well here, I collect them around me to trigger memories. So
Caleb says, I collect comics, currently working on getting all the OG issues of the New Mutants. That's a fun one.
Ooh.
Dexter says, I collect product manuals.
oh my gosh.
You're not
so
alone.
Funny, Dexter.
You are not alone, Dexter. And I don't know how, I don't know where your kidding serious needle is, but I seriously had a friend who loves product manuals and reads them for leisure reading.
Wow.
Because he loves them so much. And so, yeah, that's that. You're not alone on that. Jen says, dark-haired angels, because when I was little, they were hard to find, and I was sad I couldn't be an angel because aww. I have dark hair, so my mom started to find them for me.
Oh, that's so cool.
Jen, we think you're an angel.
You really are.
Just so you know.
I love that lady.
So Doc says, I collect souls of the innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
keep,
Doc.
Well, tell us more. Tell us more.
There was this red guy with horns telling me I'm doing a good job. So I may want to have a talk with you about your boss. You know, there are just certain jobs that you mm-hmm. you may want to, you know, give a second thought. Give a second thought.
Yeah. You have other, you have options.
Danae, you should associate with this one. Skadorva says, I collect dogs. Yeah, Danae does that.
I do. I was actually just thinking about one that I collected whenever I was a teenager. My mom and dad, God bless them, those two people. I was over to this, I can't even remember where I was. I think like a friend of a friend's house or something. And they had this little dog running around and they were being kind of mean to it. And they said something like, oh, I just want to get rid of this dog. And I was like, I'll take it. I'm a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was 16. And I come home with this dog and my mom and dad are like, what are you doing? And it was a full dog. So my mom says, well, we need to take it to the vet.
As opposed to a half dog.
Because it's
not a quarter dog.
Right. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
We jump in the car. Full.
Not just a part.
A full adult is what I meant. Adult.
I meant adult dog. A grown dog.
And on the way to the vet. So we're in my mom's VW bug and this dog is in my lap, whom I named Buell after the motorcycle because I wanted to be cool. And so we're on our way to the Buell.
Is that a motorcycle? Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm really ignorant about
it's cool
world.
Do you want me to pull one up?
No. Continue.
No, I mean it's obviously really important to you.
No, so, I never heard that. If you would have said Harley,
I'm getting
really Harley because you like motorcycles.
Right.
Buell? Like,
yeah, Buell.
I was here. Like Ferris Bueller? Yeah, that's a motorcycle / dirt bike.
Yeah. I wanted to be cool. I named it Buell.
Okay,
anyway, on the way to the vet, Buell yaks all over my pants in my lap. Inside, like what comes out of this dog was like candles and just a toy, pieces of plastic, part of a carpet. It was just like, it had just been ingesting whatever it could find around the house. No wonder the people.
It is so sad.
I know.
I don't know if I should laugh, but that is also hilarious.
It was like all over me.
That's like a cartoon. That's like,
no. And it was my life. That's my life, man. It's like I live in a movie all the time.
Yeah.
My mom is cracking up at me because it's like, that's what you get for taking a random dog.
She's not wrong.
So
she's not wrong.
Buell was all fixed up. We got her all fixed up. I don't know what happened to that dog. I think my mom and dad kept her for a little while and found a home for her. Anyway.
Matt says, I collect Superman memorabilia.
Yeah, he
statues,
does.
Toys, plates, posters, shirts, etc. My biggest get is an 8-foot theater poster for Superman Returns, which cost me almost $200 to get matted and framed. Nicely done.
Yeah, he has a really cool collection.
Wyndham says, insider info, Aaron used to collect pop cans. This is true. This is true.
Sister is digging on you.
We had a stairway. This is what I remember at our house somewhere. I think this was in Michigan. I could be wrong. But we had a stairway that there was a ledge straight across the left side of the stairs as you walk down into the basement.
Okay.
And I would put pop cans, different types of pop. Some of you call it soda. That's okay. You can call it soda if you like. You're wrong, but that's okay. So I would have these different types of pop cans all across this ledge, and then I would stack them up. And eventually it was all the way to the ceiling, all the way across this ledge of all different kinds of pop. So that was the thing. It wasn't just like, you know, 40 Coke cans. It was all different brands of pop. And so that was kind of a fun thing. 7-Up at one point did like a 50 states thing, and I collected all of them. And so, yeah, that happened. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not wrong. I also collected sports cards, which is more typical.
But, my cousin collected pop cans, but I think he put them in his room and they froze once and exploded and got all over his toys and all over his clothes. Did that ever happen with you guys where they actually like went boom?
Oh, they were empty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't actually collect the pop.
Just the cans.
Was the cans that I collected.
Got you. Okay.
Technically, you're not wrong. Technically, the better collector item is the full can. Like, that is, you know, as a collector, that's a more complete item. But I was a kid. Like, I wanted to drink the pop and
makes
then
sense.
Put the pop can up there.
Also, I just want to let you know it's a soda. It's soda. So.
Oh, is it? I hadn't heard that before. It's a weird thing to call pop. I don't get it.
Yeah.
As long as you don't call it all Coke, you know, as long as we don't get that far south where it's just like, you want a Sprite Coke or a Dr. Pepper Coke? Or...
like, what? Language is fun.
It is fun. It is very, very fun. All right. Anything else you saw that you wanted to highlight today on the collection? That's a great topic. People love
I don't know. Like, there's just a lot. Archimedes says collect coins too from all over the world where we've been as a family, and locals, celebrative ones as well. Is celebrative a word? It is now. I love it.
Celebratory.
Celebrative.
Is used as well. But yeah.
I also wanted to point out that JCD said that the 1943 pennies were made of steel due to copper needed for the war. So if a 1943 wheat penny is copper, it can be worth a lot. And that's why it's worth more.
Yes.
Which
yes,
I don't.
That is correct.
Yeah. I hadn't done that research. So thank you for doing that. Yeah. But thank you guys so much for all of that. I think, Aaron, we're probably ready to jump over to your topic.
Let's do it. What's the favorite project you've ever completed? Something that popped into your brain, you had a vision for something, and then you made it come true. I love this kind of stuff. It's on my mind right now because my wife and I were just talking about what a great pair we are, because I have all these wacky ideas of projects I want to do, and she's the kind of person that loves to do them. So we're like a great combination because like I think up crazy stuff and she does the crazy stuff. So she finished this weekend setting up a project for me that involves an entire wall of our downstairs theater area being covered with commissioned drawings of my 41 favorite movies of all time. Now, what's interesting about this, what I find interesting about this, amongst many things, is that it's not just that the 41 movies are going to stay stagnant, but we have stenciled on the wall next to the paintings the numbers 1 through 41 so that I can switch them around each year when I adjust my list or commission new ones for new movies that might jump into the list. So every year that wall is going to shift and change, but the stenciled numbers will always be there on the wall. So we finished that up this weekend and it looks just like my brain wanted it to look. Like,
that's,
it's like
so
this
cool
perfect encapsulation of you know, the vision that I had. And it's those kind of projects that feel so fulfilling because it's like you dream something and then it really happens in that way. So yeah, anyhow, I could probably look up pictures of that. Danae, have you thought of any projects, any in the comments?
Yeah, there's one that popped up. My favorite project I completed was to be the CinemaSins mesh Christmas wreath. So,
ooh, what's that?
I don't know, but you're gonna tell us all about it. It's either a joke or it's real, and we don't know right now. Craig says moving to Vegas, which that's a big project. Any move. And you know, that's actually what I was thinking about whenever you were talking, a project completed. Whew, moving is such a big one. And I was really impressed with how my husband and I managed this last move because we tried to think ahead enough to where we had pre-packed stuff. We got like a little storage unit and we actually stuck to the rules that we made, which was that the storage unit is just for getting the extra stuff that we don't need out of the house, which makes it easier to sell because then it's, you know, doesn't look quite so lived in or whatever. Did you find something, Aaron?
I did.
Yeah.
So that's kind of from the side. And again, now all of these paintings haven't been commissioned. So some of them are empty frames currently, but the stenciling's not there. I think I can find the one That has the stenciling as well. But yeah, so yeah, I'll keep looking for that as well.
Yeah. So moving, I think that's exactly it. Lolly also says moving halfway around the world. What a massive undertaking it is. And then to actually get to where you're going. So once we sold our house and we moved into this new house, I had every box unpacked within a month, which is insane for me because I usually delay things that are painful, but there's just something like the timing of it. And I was really motivated. And then, you know, I kind of even mentioned something earlier that was brought up too about Danae's favorite project was emptying that box from this weekend, says the boy don't play. And you're not wrong. Like
you do like that.
It felt really good. There's the numbers, you guys.
So yeah, there's the first 10 numbered. All 41 are numbered now and ready for the paintings to be in there. So yeah, that was a big fun project. It looks so great down in the theater room. And my amazing wife basically did all of this. I should shout out Mr. Collectit, who I'm the artist that I'm commissioning to do these paintings, who is doing an incredible job on them. So
good job. Stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. Lucas says learning how to play a guitar and I did it. So happy to complete that. Congratulations. Yeah. I love playing guitar. I need to get back into it. My fingers I've lost all my calluses, which of course makes playing guitar a lot easier.
That reminds me of bike riding because I love bike riding for my exercise, but if I don't do it for a few months, my butt bone weakens up again and then I get saddle sore like the first couple times where it's just like, you know, all that grinding on the butt grinding. Really, yeah, like,
you know, you guys think I'm the one that says awkward stuff. Here we are.
You know what I'm saying.
Pivot. Dexter says learning Spanish. Good for you. Learning another language. My gosh.
I started and not completed several times, like with Duolingo and different things.
Yep.
I speak a little bit of Spanish. I mean, not nearly enough even to be conversational, but, you know, I know a few words and
I know enough to embarrass myself and others.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, I've wanted to know other languages and I don't know if it's something I'll ever just have the what is it? What's it called? Motivation. Something I won't ever have the motivation to complete, fortunately.
Breezy Lady B says raising two children to adulthood with both being alive in fairly good shape and contributing to society. Congratulations.
That is a good goal.
I don't know that I would.
That's my goal as well. The difference is I have four total. So I'm just shooting for half. I'm just trying for half.
Let's see. People are talking about their next projects as well, which is always fun to look forward to. 8417 is talking about a not completed project just yet, about 80% done, but new movie a day this year is the goal. So at 416 movies with 74 days left.
Nice. Well, so, I mean, average wise, you're already there because I don't know if you know this, but there are less than 416 days in the year.
Oh, so. Really? That's weird.
Yep. Don't ask me how many because there's fives and sixes in that number, and I will half the time I will tell you the wrong number of days in the year. This is true. I literally at this moment am pretty sure it's 365, but it might be 356. So I get my fives and sixes mixed up. So
it's okay. We all have our quirks. Caleb says, I worked for a film festival in college and it was always a little chaotic, but there was a clear improvement from freshman to senior year. Congratulations. Nice. A really wonderful accomplishment.
Yeah.
Let's say,
I was just going to go with Jake. I made a short film with some classmates last year. It took about 2 months to shoot and edit it. I was so relieved when it was finally finished. That's a great one. Making a movie is not an easy project. So congratulations on getting it done.
Sweet Chicken says there's 104 days of summer vacation.
I know that one.
Like building a rocket. Great ones. I think that's really good because when you can make something in your mind and then bring it into reality, there's something really fascinating and addictive about that. You just want to keep going. I think maybe that's what it is for me is I've got this push, like once we moved, feeling like I can just do anything. So I keep tackling these projects I've just put off for years and years. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long this momentum will last, but I hope it lasts for a long time.
Yeah. Let's move into the You topic. This is where you ask us questions, give us a topic to talk about, whatever is on your mind this morning. This is why we love doing this show live, for your interaction and kind of what's on your mind and what you want to talk about. So I'm kind of going back through looking for some news at the beginning. Danae, if you see something, feel free to put it up.
I know that there's we actually had several that came
one.
Up early.
Here's a good
okay,
one.
Okay.
Archimedes Amazonas says, you question, has this question disappeared by the time you would read it live? Nope. We found it. That was from 20 some minutes ago. So nicely done.
Yeah. So what I did this time is at least I was trying to do this time, was I tried to kind of capture some on screen capture from earlier. So I'm going to throw one of those. Yeah, because I knew that we were losing them. So here's one from Scott from really early in the stream who says, hey, y'all, I've got a question. My church has to start live streaming inside with a 2-camera setup, as well as being able to pull in pre-recorded video. What software do you use? And then he followed it up by saying, and do you think that what you guys do would work? So thank you for the question.
Mm-hmm.
We are on StreamYard. So
yes. StreamYard is a streaming platform that makes doing a show like this pretty easy. There is a monthly fee. As you know, our amazing Team DNA members allow us to do this because
thank
of their
you so
support.
Much.
And in fact, got us to the level where we can do this in high definition and go to multiple sources. And we would not be doing this without the amazing support of Team DNA. So first of all, thank you so much to our supporters at Patreon who have made this possible. It would be difficult to do what you're thinking for a church service, because you can share a screen, but that's what you would have to do for your what was it? The because he said it was more than just cameras, right? If it's just cameras,
mm-hmm.
you're okay. And if it can be a camera on something else, then that's fine. Because you can do, depending on what level you're at, you can do as many of these, you know, videos as you want to. I think there is a limit, but it's like 20. Like it'll just, you know, do like the Zoom thing and put 20 cameras up there. But it's not meant for what you're thinking of doing with it. So my suggestion would be to look elsewhere, but it is a pretty simple solution if you're looking for simplicity.
Yep. This question comes from Dexter. How big is your Finding Nemo poster, Aaron? Are you talking about the one with the shark on it? Because I want to do a quick update on that.
Yeah, sure.
We had joked about how when I come over to hang out, mm-hmm. I have to like stare at your screen and then there's this massive shark to the left of it. So I just have to like just don't look at it and don't think about it too much. Thankfully, it's not like a gaping maw, which is my thing, mm-hmm. but like, I'm spiraling already a little bit.
I know. I can't believe you're talking about this. Like, don't think about it.
I'm trying.
Just talk about what you want to talk about. Stop
Anyways,
thinking about
Aaron,
stuff.
Aaron, block my brain. Aaron put up
a blanket.
So when I come over, it literally has covered it. Isn't that cool? That's real friendship.
That's right.
But how big is that poster? I don't know.
I'll have to figure it out. I'll let you know, Dexter. I'll let you know how big it is. Because it's pretty big.
Okay.
Let's see, JCD. I've been making my list of shame, which has rapidly hit 200 movies and miniseries. What's a list of shame movie you would be the most surprising?
Is this like shame you haven't seen it or shame you have seen it?
We don't. Either way, Danae.
Oh, okay.
Share either one. We don't believe in shaming people here, but I
JC.
We do call it the list of shame on SifPop. But the idea is, yes, a movie people would be surprised you haven't seen because it's like a classic or, I mean, Danae, I know yours, unless it's changed.
Well, I mean, I think it changes because Titanic is so old, right?
Mm-hmm. It is, but people would be surprised you haven't seen it based on...
The boat sinks. Who cares?
So that would be an example of, you know, a movie that's on a list of shame. I've been knocking a lot of mine off during quarantine time, during pandemic time. So I've kind of been working my way down the list.
Well, actually, hey, Aaron, I know you've got a list of ones that you wish that I would watch because you know that I would like them.
Sure. But then I think we started to watch a movie this weekend and you said you were bored. So, you know,
let's not talk about that right now. It's
okay,
depressing.
Fair enough.
But I think La La Land would be on there because there was something about that one when it came out. You're like, I think you'd really, really love this one. And it's one where I think I would too. I just still haven't watched it. Mm-hmm. That makes me feel more like a shame or whatever. But
Well, then next time you guys come over, we're watching La La Land. Has Justin seen it?
I don't think so.
All right. Then that's what we're watching.
I've got another question up, but I'm going to put it up on the screen like I did before since I took a screenshot. So Let's see. Can you guys say that? On a scale of 1 to 10, how good were the chips?
There's only one person that can answer this, because there was only one person that ate that bag of chips that inspired the These Chips Are Good song, that if you don't know about, you know.
Were really good. They were so good. I didn't even think about that being the lyrics. They were really, really delicious to me.
They inspired
a whole song. They did. That was a genuine moment of me being like reacting to how good these chips were. And the music just happened to be playing in the background. And then now you guys know the rest of it. So
we still haven't heard from Kettle Brand Potato Chips about using it for, you know, commercial or anything. So.
I have tweeted to them and said, we have a song. We have at least 3 or 4 people that love it.
Yeah. Those chips were apparently so good that they were gone.
He didn't get a chance.
I didn't get a chance to even have any. So
do you have a question? I've got one here from Archimedes if you don't.
Yeah, go for it.
This one comes from Archimedes. You question, since you talk languages, which language would you learn first if you could choose out of curiosity or passion alone? It's a really good question. I would probably go with Pig Latin. First of all, I was stalling.
What other fun language did you ever do, like op language?
I don't even know what op language is.
Sapo, opop, lape, nop, gop, ua, gopi, isop.
Sloppy goat. A. Bop bop, shaboo bop.
Sop top, rape, nop gopi.
You know, there's a moment when you realize that the person doesn't know what you're doing and you keep doing it. And it's just like, I'm still not going to change anything. Do you guys know what he's doing right now? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just said op language is a strange thing.
Oh, okay. That took a long time to say that.
Op language takes a while to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure it does. I think you have limited my reasons, and that makes it interesting for me, because you said curiosity, passion, and those aren't necessarily pragmatic reasons. And usually the reason I would want to learn a language is more pragmatic, and that choice is always going to be Mandarin. If I could just immediately know one language, it would be Mandarin, just because it is such a different primary language that's spoken in, a country that has a lot of influence, a lot of
power. Man, that's a good choice.
So, Mandarin would be the practical answer for me, and because it's so difficult. And if I'm just getting one language that I get to download into my brain, it's going to be Mandarin, because it's so different and so difficult. But
so as a D&D player, you get to like add languages that your characters just know. And that's exactly what I'm thinking of. Like, I've just got some sort of proficiency that I'm getting to add into my character sheet. Yeah. Mandarin is such a good choice.
Yeah,
I just want to copy it. I quickly looked up 1 billion Mandarin speakers.
Yeah.
1 billion.
But that's not out of curiosity or passion. And so I'm trying to weigh the actual question you've asked. And I think curiosity depends on what kind of curiosity you're talking about. If you're talking about being curious about what other people are saying, like around you, it would be Spanish, because I hear Spanish more than any other second language in my day-to-day life, which is not a ton. So it might just be Spanish. But if you're talking like, curiosity, like, ooh, I wonder what it would be like to talk that way.
Yeah.
There would be some African languages that I find really interesting on a curious level, especially glottal languages that use sounds as part of words in the way you say something. So it's not just that, in English, a word is different because it sounds different. But in other languages, the sounding different could just be the way you elevate your voice at different parts of the word. So it could be the same word, but you emphasize a different syllable or whatever, and it becomes a different word. So I find that stuff, I'm curious about that stuff. So it would probably be a click language or, something like that. So, yeah.
My instinct is to steal Aaron's Mandarin, because I haven't thought about that before, and that does make me curious. But like, if it was a base language, one to be expected, I think I would go Spanish. I think I would just be able to use that more regularly. But to me, one that I'm curious about and I think would be fun would be like German Dutch, like a German Dutch type, because that's my hair, like that's my heritage.
Nine.
I think it would be really interesting to learn how to speak that.
I'm surprised you didn't say Russian, because then you could just do all your Russian accents.
Man, I love to pretend like I have a Russian, like my little Russian accent, which is not great. But
so here's another interesting thing about that. When we went to Portugal, I learned a little bit of Portuguese, which is different from Spanish. It has similar roots, but it's definitely different. And I just learned enough to get by. But because I like playing with my voice, I also imitate tone and dialect from the people that I learn. And so I would speak these simple words, but people would think I spoke Portuguese because of how much it sounded like I was from there. And that's kind of a really fun part of language for me, is learning them and also speaking in the same dialect. Because, you know, and when you talk about Russian, that would totally be it. I would speak with a Russian accent because it's better Russian. You know what I mean? Like, it's better
right
way to speak, well, that language.
I think you and I both can mimic sound. Mm-hmm. We have my mom and dad rather have had a couple of foreign exchange students in the last decade. And one of them is from Norway, mm-hmm. and her name is Mariana. And one of her favorite things to do when we first met was to point out something like on her map or like a city, mm-hmm. or a name. And then I would just mimic it back to her and she would just squeal with delight because I would sound just like they sound, because I can mimic without it having, you know, my accent. So that's not something everybody can do, but I just wish I could actually understand what I was saying.
Yes. Yeah.
But I like this response. Sign language is really something I wish I could learn for the fun of it. It started out in Europe, but then left for the U.S. I super agree with you, Zalius. I didn't even think about that one because I'm thinking about more verbal, like spoken language. But yeah,
no,
to learn
one.
Sign language, that's such a good answer.
That is a great answer. Thank you so much. We've hit our hour. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us this morning. As always, there are many ways you can hang out with the show. First and foremost, if you like hanging out with us in the morning, we do it on Mondays and some days. You never know what weekday we're going to pop up at 9 a.m. Central. That is the time.
That is the time.
Mondays and Sundays that you can be ready. And in order to be ready, just know where you like to watch and make sure you're subscribed and get a notification when we go live. So that you can come hang out with us.
Yeah, we're on YouTube and Twitch and Twitter/Periscope and Facebook as well. So wherever you guys watch, just make sure you're following. And like Aaron said, click to get notifications so that when we go live outside of the Monday day, you know about it. And also, it'd be super awesome if you shared us with your friends when we go live. If you just want to share it, that'd be cool. But a huge shout out to our Patreon supporters. We get to do this because people help us to do it, which is crazy to talk about, but it's true. And we really, really appreciate it. We love doing what we do, and we have something really fun happening. I think we're collecting options right now, right, Aaron, for the t-shirt stuff?
Yeah, send DNA your shirt options. Send them to Danae.
You want them to go to me now?
Yeah, you're going to compile. I don't think it's fair for me to have any say in this. So Danae's going to compile them, and we're going to give them to
I don't think it's fair that I have to go through emails, Danae. Okay, well, let me just change this.
If I see one I don't like, I'm afraid maybe I'll just be like, forgot to put that one in the list. I think it's fair to have Danae collect those. So yeah, send them to Danae@DNA.show. Any shirt ideas you have, because we reached another goal, and I for 5 shows will wear a shirt of your choosing. This will be the final week to get your suggestions in, and then we are going to have a group of shirts
of groups
for our Team DNA members to whittle down to 4, and then we'll have everybody vote on those 4.
Unless we
shirts.
Just have 4. That's what we're going to do.
Well, we'll still... We've been told
there's...
We will whittle down the 4 to 4.
We will whittle down the 4 to 4.
And we'll be good at that. So, thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. Abby says, bye, Susan.
Goodbye. Time to go take care of those Clydesdales.
That's right. Yes. Tell the Clydesdales I said hello. And we will see you on the next Monday or someday.
Bye. Bye, guys. Have a good day. Thanks for tuning in to listen to us shoe another dough.
If you'd like to watch the show live, we stream it on Mondays and Sundays at 9 a.m. Central on all major streaming platforms. Subscribe, follow, join the conversation on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, or maybe
you can also be a member of Team DNA. Members get their own custom podcast feed that will include not only the Monday show, but all bonus shows we do through the rest of the week. Membership is $5 a month, and you can join today at patreon.com/studioDNA.
Finally, thank you so much for being a part of this fun little community of awesomeness. Remember, your quirks aren't bugs, they're features. Find them, celebrate them, and know you're loved and valuable for just being you.
See you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.